Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. Welcome to What Jail Is Like.
Gotta love that funk injected theme song.
Well, you kind of do. You really kind of do.
Pretty much gotta love anything that's physically handled and injected with funk.
Well, how did your funk injection go this week, Troop?
I know you had your appointment. I go for weekly appointments. I don't feel ashamed of sharing with this public at Carl Hospital for my weekly funk injecting. Went good. It always pricks a little, you know, and
a little tender in the
little
region.
Tender, right in my ass, but always feeling good on the way out of the hospital. I'll tell you, kicks in right away, and that week, you know, I'm feeling good. Now at the end of the week, I start to run low and I start to get a little down and lethargic. But I'm telling you,
well, I don't know if you guys have heard, like, they're doing research on it. It's actually a funk pump. Kind of like a diabetic might wear an insulin pump.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
That would be really nice.
I mean, it's just like a regulated dose of funk every day.
Regulated.
Yeah. So, I mean,
if you're starting to feel white, you know,
you like pull it out and you test your levels.
Or maybe
you know?
If you're going to a party, you can jack up the intake of funk.
They got regulations. I mean, it gets to a point where you can't inject yourself or else you'll just.
You don't want to be too funky.
Explode and get. Mm-hmm. You just get funk all over the walls. And then
yeah.
That would be.
And it stands.
And then, you know, people kick you out of the party.
So thank you for joining us, Matt.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be here. It's good to be back.
Thank you very much. I don't even think that you realize exactly how many people are listening to us right now. I'm thinking a million.
Because you got this look on your face that says
look,
to me,
nobody
he's not thinking a million.
Slipshod, middle of the night, radio show out of the middle of nowhere. But let me tell you.
Adoring masses, man.
Eskimos.
Adoring masses.
Have they told me about the Eskimos to listen?
The Eskimos? If you even knew about the number of underground tapes of our shows that get passed from hand to hand, from kid to kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
City to city.
Well, and you can listen on the World Wide Web.
You can.
In your little igloo. With your laptop and your real audio. And,
and it's you great. Know, kids are getting down to the funky sounds of the underground all across the country. And everybody's getting a little feel of what jail's like,
mm-hmm.
without really having to commit a serious felony. And so that's what we do.
I want to say that it's really great what you guys are doing, keeping it real. I mean,
I agree that it's great that what we're doing.
We tried to keep it fake for a while. It was really hard. It was high maintenance.
Well, it doesn't really fit the Tupperware to start with. You know?
It does not. And so we just thought we would be the group, you know, that comes out and our shtick would be to keep it fake.
Mm-hmm.
It gets difficult. So we just decided to go with the real and keep it that way. It's a lot easier on all of our minds.
It turned out to be sound advice after all.
Sound advice. So, vice versa, I don't even think the people listening right now, meaning you people out there, realize the sheer genius of Matt here. I don't think that you can really wrap your collective radio brains around it. I'm being slapped in the face repeatedly by the genius. A little annoying, but I'm putting up with it because I feel honored.
Well, thanks. I mean, I do what I can.
You do what you can, man, and what you can is a lot.
Some people actually wouldn't call what I do genius. They'd call it stupidity or simple-minded
horseplay.
Horseplay.
Yeah. Housing.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Monkey business.
Definitely, there's some shenanigans and tomfoolery happening. But I don't know. It's just like that's why I love you guys because you. I mean, you at least pretend to recognize that maybe some of what I say actually has some substance.
Well, it doesn't. But we realize how fragile your psyche is at this point in your life, and we don't want to just go ahead and crush it. You know, like so many grapes, and so we realize it's a delicate kind of thing right now.
Well, as we well know, you know, the human psyche is never more fragile than when it is when, you know, the psyche in question has gone from being a college student to just a dude.
Just a dude, which is a recurring theme on our show. Mm-hmm. I'm just a dude now. You're not just a dude.
No.
You're an impending student. Going to grad school. Let it be known. I am enjoying my first couple months as just a dude. I'm not a student. We were talking before about how being a student is really just like a gigantic, awesome excuse out of everything, you know? Because you're not expected to do anything else when you're a student. You're just a student. You're working, There's a lot of promise and hope, you know. People are impressed. You're learning. You're preparing.
Well, actually, the thing is, like, I always liked on, like, applications. Or like, credit card applications. They ask your occupation. Student. You write student. Even if you have, like, a part-time job, you know, serving food or something,
leave
you write those, student because
leave
of, like...
Leave those employers saying, is he going to be a doctor? Is he going to be a lawyer or a neurosurgeon? You know?
So, I mean, what are you guys going to write down in those things now?
Oh, I'm a student still, for all practical purposes.
Student of...
I got another 5 years being student.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, right now I'm pursuing my master's degree, you know, and then eventually my PhD. So, that's the story I'm rolling with right now.
Oh, okay.
I just wrote down mover, and the one time I had to fill the box. I'm not really a mover, but... I thought that might be good.
Well, you're a mover and shaker.
Yes,
which is kind of the same thing.
You really you're a body in motion.
Mm-hmm. A body in motion. Lots of kinetic energy. Nothing potential about you, man.
Yeah, if you
no potential to
if you just write down shaker in that box, it gets a little confusing.
It gets a little confusing because there's not a lot of those left in the world.
Yeah. Well, who was it was telling me that they're completely what's abstinent?
Abstinent.
Don't have to think of that word.
They can't make new shaker babies.
They have to recruit. Somebody told me there's like 7 shakers left in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Or they can't make new shaker babies. So the shakers are a dying breed, according to Julie Williams.
And like, I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently they make fine furniture.
Well, not many people lie about shakers. You know,
there's not a whole lot of shaker subterfuge going on.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm not going to run with that.
Shaker fiction.
Well, I mean, we just had a huge discussion on, like, how is that, adopting that sort of, you know, rule for your religion, how is that helpful to your religion? It's just like...
You got to figure, like, you know, last year, especially as fall was approaching winter, they were all thinking, yes, now's when we're going to be proven right. The world's going to collapse. Technology's going to, you know, everyone's going to be screwed, but we know how to do it.
Right. The 7 of us are going to heaven. And
mm-hmm. Right. And there's going to be plenty of room.
Cause we never needed the computers. Yeah. You know, and
actually, I wonder if you can clone Shake. Like, I wonder if they're against that.
I don't know. Well, like, they might need you for self-preservation.
Yeah.
I heard they cloned one in Scotland. Or they tried to. I don't know if...
Clone a Shaker?
Yeah, but I don't know if like the Shaker Council is really down with that.
Mm-hmm. With that. It's kind of... Well, I'm going to say 427,000 as being the number of times someone's ever said, "What's shaking?" to a shaker.
Yeah.
And they scowl and walk away.
Yeah, the shaker scowls and walk away.
It's a really rough patch in the 50s and 60s where lots of people are making extended references to the song The Hippie Hippie Shake. Shakers.
Yeah. Right, really kind of strained.
Yeah.
Thing is, like, once the shakers die out, though, I mean, who are the Amish going to make fun of? That's what I'm worried about.
I don't know.
The Quakers?
Really?
I mean, the Quakers are too cool to really...
You
can't argue the Quakers.
Yeah.
Rocking.
They'll cut you.
In comparison, they'll cut you. They got box cutters. Who are the... Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough situation. I wonder if the Amish are thinking about that. You know, do you have far-reaching Amish plans?
Well, the Amish still do it, so they can have kids.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if they have plans for when the Shakers are gone.
If they're going to take over, like, certain markets...
Well, you know, if they're going
to
slightly, recruit shakers, you know, because they need that for the cultural self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just going to move on to, you know, tormenting geeks like everyone else?
Yeah.
Would it really be a shame?
Do you think we have any shaker listeners?
I really hope we do.
Well, shakers, as far as...
I don't mean to offend. I
got to assume, if you can't boink, you're not going to be listening to what Jail is like, you know?
My understanding of shakers is that they wear dark... capes and masks. No, that's right?
They wear masks?
Capes and masks, right.
And well,
they
kind of
stalk around in the shadows.
People don't lie about shakers, you know?
Yeah, there's no shaker subterfuge going on.
No.
Like a medieval plague bird mask? Like what?
Similar.
One of those creepy ones?
Well,
like,
my understanding is that the masks are designed by the person, but we're talking very dark, heavy cloaks that they can pull over their eyes, Dracula style, and sneak around in the shadows. And committing nefarious deeds.
And they can do that. I mean, it's much easier because they don't have to make love or anything like that, you know?
They don't do it, so they have a lot of time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they can focus their energy on other kind of priorities, which is committing nefarious deeds.
Like cool masks, you know?
Yeah.
You can dedicate entire days to that, whereas, you know, we have to boink.
I'm actually quite surprised that a bald dude hasn't starred in a, you know, a Shaker action movie.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah.
You know, about the Shaker...
like, the husband. Shaker comes to the city and like, finds... himself,
two bags in his hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like he misplaces one of the bag, like sets it down, and somebody else grabs it because they've got an identical bag.
An identical bag.
And well, the shaker, he happens to be young, and very strong,
and handsome,
and handsome.
Do you know if he's handsome? Because he's got to have that mask on.
He's got the mask, but you know, we get to see him in the shadows a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. And the thing, there's no sex in the movie.
There's no sex in the movie, but we got to battle with his inner sexual tension, you know,
right? Well, there's definitely some
normal.
Well, he could probably like walk in on a couple people, you know, if you got to supply that for the audience, and they could tell them, no, that's not the way to go, you know, and have him explain why.
Yeah.
Then they could become shakers too.
Maybe. I'm thinking we got something here.
Mm-hmm.
Call Paramount.
Actually, you guys told me not to screw up at all, and what I'm about to say might constitute a major screw up, but it's a little joke I just made in my head. If the hip hop duo Salt and Peppa,
I'm a little worried already. I mean, like anytime Salt or and Peppa,
I guess they're
out,
a trio. You know? But anyway, if they had if they became shakers, they'd be. I'm not even gonna finish it. I'm really
Salt and Peppa shakers. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. And poor Spinderella would just be kicked out of the group.
Yeah, seriously.
Just doesn't jive with the joke.
Spinderella shaker?
Spin and shake. We got something there.
Yeah. There's shake and spin.
Implies some sort of movement. I'm sorry, guys.
Salad shooter.
No, that's all right.
I thought that was excellent.
Was that part of the genius?
Yes.
That you guys think of? Thanks.
It's heavily, heavily cloaked.
Well, there's an undertone.
Yeah.
There's definitely an undertone.
That's kind of pulling at your feet.
It's really kind of foreshadowing something.
Yeah, if you will.
So these are pretty much the ideal conditions to create comedy in. Don't you think?
I think so too.
Night like tonight, you know, temperature, climate, you know, the air so thick that you can shape it into balls and then peg it at people across the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, you drive a Honda.
Yes, I do.
And I drive a Honda. I don't know if you experience the same problems when it's oppressively humid.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, almost impossible to defrost the windshield on the Honda, and like the only way I found to do it is to press a certain combination of vent buttons and crank up the heat like as high as it's like it's so terrible.
No, I just kind of honk the horn a lot, turn up the radio really loud, and just go.
You know, just hopefully
I don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I'm that guy.
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
Speaking of driving, I think honestly, part of my job is I drive around a lot. I spend, you know, 4 hours a day on the road, just driving around Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy.
I think it's only fair to inform the people that you are a professional homeless person.
Well, yeah.
With a car.
I could live in my car, and technically that could be my home, but I choose not to.
You like to, you know, kind of achieve the Lorenzo Lamas kind of look.
Right, right.
Desperado.
Well, I just want to say that there are some really, really, really bad drivers in the Twin Cities. I mean, I'm sure any city you go to is going to be bad drivers, but I encounter them every day.
And go ahead and testify.
I think it's the same people every day.
Hallelujah. Horrendous.
Just not really understanding.
How do these people get cars, you're asking yourself?
Oh, I know. It's like, if you can't manipulate a four-way stop, just stay in your house.
Stay in your house. Don't go
start up an internet business or something.
Start up an internet business where you don't have to leave.
Right. And order
That's
your
what the internet
food
is
over
for.
The internet.
Yeah.
The internet is designed to keep people like them indoors
and
away from people. Out of harm's way.
So, you know.
It's true. Now, we're talking about... Cars are really dangerous, man. We're not talking
about it's like a projectile.
Everybody drives, you have a car, you need it, you use it, you know. Dangerous privilege here. Dangerous privilege.
You can squish things from all kinds of angles.
All kinds of angles. Mm-hmm. All kinds of power. You know, it's not, we're talking like a go-kart here, you know, or a video game. Like, we're talking killing machine.
Well, yeah, there's like, actually today, I was driving, and I saw a tennis ball in the street. And I was really, I swerved to run it over, and I was hoping so bad, like, I would just catch it on the edge of the tire, and it would, the pressure, it would shoot out and, like, hit, like, break a window at the house. But I don't think that happened.
You can't manufacture that kind of moment.
I know, but, like.
You have to be like, holy.
I don't know. It was wishful thinking on my part. But
last Friday, I spent, not this Friday that just happened, but a Friday before, because that detail is very important. Spent a very, you know, asinine hour and a half, but very productive in that sense, with cans of pop, putting them out in the middle of the street, trying to anticipate where the wheels were going to come and get people to run them over.
I used to do that with tomatoes in the school bus.
It was a good time. It's very hard, though.
I, for one, know that I'm extremely glad that the thing you're thinking about when you're operating your killing machine is things that you can squish and break.
Right. Yeah.
Not, I don't squish and break people,
which is,
though.
Oddly enough, a lot like running an internet business out of your home.
Right.
There's things that you can squish and break.
Right.
I'm glad you don't squish and break people.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
That's a plus, because mm-hmm. that'll keep you out of jail.
Well, I'm already in pretty deep for
yes,
for killing Eric, but I mean, I don't want to add, you know, right. other crimes.
Compound
to,
it. You yeah, still might get out within your lifetime.
Right. Killing Eric might get, you know.
Well, that, I mean, that might already give me at least mercy. One life sentence. And then, you know, manslaughter, you know, squishing and breaking people, you know, that's just, you know, I'm tacking on, what, maybe right. 30 years with each person.
To your life sentence, right.
It's
right.
a shame Eric's got such a normal, customary, you know, American short-clipped name. Because if it sounded, you know, long and foreign, and, you know, every time he announced, killing Stallone or something like that, you know. It'd sound very good. It's
yeah, killing Stallone. Yeah. Actually, that was that's kind of like the working title of the play that's going on in my head is Killing Stallone.
Oh, good.
Who's playing Stallone?
Stallone. Right now, it's being played by
Randy Rhoads, former guitarist of Black Sabbath.
I told you about that?
No.
Well, it's not like the real Randy Rhoads. It's like a Randy Rhoads, but he's got like he's got the head of like a griffin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Randy Rhoads, former guitarist of Ozzy Osbourne and his band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's no Tony Iommi. But with the head of a griffin, really, really makes a difference.
Right.
Cut to 100 metalheads scattered across Champaign, Urbana. Get it right, you jerk!
Hey, well, he
did.
He did know Tony Iommi, so he's right got that going for him.
Yeah, well, that's good, man.
You know, with a name like Randy Rhoads... Like I don't know.
He really should be in every band.
Well, I don't know about his discography or anything, but like the potential for his album titles is like Road to Glory,
Road Warrior.
It's just like
middle of the road for you know
Road
you know,
Scholar
out album.
Road Scholar of
this
Rock.
This is more reflective.
That's
quiet
like,
album.
Yeah, that's you know he's getting up into his 50s and he settles down a little bit, but
long way from Road Warrior. Yeah, Tony Iommi. See, I knew it. So shut up, metalheads. Bring me a milkshake.
100 angry metalheads. Think they can all fit in the studio with all their
yeah,
spikes
God,
and chains?
I hope so.
We'll find places for them.
I don't know.
Stuff them behind the satellite rack.
Well, which brings us to an important part of the show.
Yeah.
Take
us into that important part.
I will. I'm going to
bring down the landing gear.
I'm bringing it down. Yeah. Coasting her in. Important part of the show. Permanent part of the show. The bringing us milkshakes portion of our show. Now, we've been incredibly fortunate the last couple weeks. We're not going to pretend that we haven't. We're not going to pretend that we're not grateful or that we expected, because let's take all the charade down here. We've been very fortunate the last couple weeks to get milkshakes, to have people come into the studio and bring us milkshakes as a way of saying thank you guys for spreading your, you know, spreading your comedic goo all over town, and which we mm-hmm. do with pride anyway, and which we would do anyway, milkshake or no milkshake.
That or you know, hey guys, I found this milkshake underneath my car seat. Can I get it out of here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could be saying that.
Thanks for covering me in comedic goo mm-hmm. is what they're saying. That's how I interpret it. And we take that with open arms, and we enjoy it with a big smile. You want to come into the studio, say hi, have a little chit chat. It's all part of the package, people.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that if you're listening right now and you're hearing these words, you could bring those three milkshakes down to 113 North Market Street in Champaign, kind of down the block a piece from Jupiter's and the High Dive, tucked away on the right-hand side.
Near the Amtrak station.
Near the Amtrak station. And be a part of that magic, that history, that legend in the making that is bringing milkshakes to what y'all's like. The only requirement, really, is that there has to be one chocolate among them. They can be from any place, anywhere. But let's see that tradition live on. It's a good one, I think. I think it's mm-hmm. a good tradition.
I think it's a very strong tradition.
Keeping. I don't know. We've got a new member, you know, sitting in tonight, and I know he would love a milkshake.
Well, I'd push for expensive cheeses.
Okay.
Personally, right. I mean, I'll drink a milkshake. Don't get me wrong, but like a slice of an expensive cheese, yeah. like a nice.
You're really
like,
blowing our ride here, man.
Marbled.
Yeah.
You're blowing our whole ride. Cheese.
Why don't you go hook up at Old 92?
Seriously, yeah. What crazy DJ Randy Sanders.
Yeah. There's some.
Why don't
you
go talk to Chris Lanotti? I bet he likes expensive cheeses.
Slices of cheese.
Actually, he's more of a Kraft singles kind of guy. I don't think he's ever actually had any other cheese besides that.
Never deals with him singly, though.
Chris Linetti. Anyhow,
milkshakes.
Good tradition. We're just going for milkshakes here. You can get them relatively cheap, is all I'm saying. You can get them anywhere. Steak and Shake's open.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty, you know, 24 hours. Last time I checked.
Courier's a nice joint.
Courier is great. Open till midnight. Get some milkshakes there. You know what I'm saying?
Have you guys ever gotten a Courier milkshake?
Yes, mm-hmm. we have.
Have you really?
Yes, we have.
Wow. I love
That's
her.
Dedication.
From an incredible, incredible human being. So, we're down. We're in the mood. It's Sunday. It's 10:40. Milkshake time. It's on the brain. Well, I can make the metaphor again. It's kind of like the fuel that keeps this big rig a-trucking. You know? And you don't want this big rig to go crashing. You know, or swerving and jackknifing off the road.
Ooh, no.
You gotta take that milkshake. Keep it going. It's for the good of everybody, I think. We're all bleary-eyed, spitting out the comedic jams, but we can't do it running on empty.
Oh, no. We need the amphetamines. We need the, book on tape of some John Grisham novel.
And really, it would look really cool to Matt here. It would just be so impressive if you did that.
Yeah.
I hear about these milkshakes, but
it would be so
impressive. Honestly, I'm skeptical. Prove me wrong. Okay?
Skeptical. Skepticism. Do you really want us to live? We're dealing with skepticism and no milkshakes? This is really too much for me and Mark to take, so why don't you initiate him, if you will.
I've long had this dream, and I don't want people to rely on it to hope that somebody else is going to take care of the milkshake issue, but we started broadcasting on the web a few months ago. I don't remember exactly how long, but I've had this dream that this group of Eskimos heard us for the first time, heard about the milkshake thing, and as soon as they heard us, they set off walking, and they're going to get here sometime. So.
Sometime.
Yeah. With an Eskimo milkshake.
I hear they make them cold and frothy
cold
up there.
And frothy up there. So, I think it's safe to say they're not going to be here this time. So, why don't you just pick up the slack this time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you just come around, hop in your car? It's so awesome, and it's so surprising every time. You don't even understand. It's such a wonderful, wonderful treat for us. So, if you could do that, it would be freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hesitate to say. 113 North Market Street, across from Jupiter's and High Dive and... the Amtrak station smashed right in between the two. Come on into the studio. Just open up the door. And help us create another moment in history, if you will. Thank you.
There was an item in the news that I wanted to talk about briefly that I noticed where the president of, I think it was Syria, died. And his son is going to step up to replace him. And I was reading that, and I was thinking, that's kind of cool. I'm glad that somewhere in the world, the power is still handed over to the sun. Mm-hmm. We're still doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Whereas in Nigeria, power is switched over to the person that just touched him last.
Mm-hmm.
Which gets kind of sneaky sometimes, you know?
Right.
A lot of...
there's people touching you all the
people
time.
People touching you all the time.
With knives.
Unqualified people,
yeah.
You know?
And I mean, the more incontinent ones, you'll wind up with, a lot of people who were trained mainly in the operation of bedpans becoming mm-hmm. president, and, that's really not something
there was the a couple years ago, a small bird became the ruler because a small bird had actually touched him last.
But then, like...
staked an eloquent claim.
You know, the bird, died of avian botulism
mm-hmm.
A couple days later,
and
which, this happens to birds.
Yeah, and the bacteria in his lower intestine actually became king, which was also a problem because nobody could kind of understand what the bacteria was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very hard to see without aid of compound lenses.
Compound lenses, so. Bring us milkshakes is really what this all boils down to. If you took away all the hoopla and the fanfare and the flourish, it really comes down to, please bring us milkshakes. Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
Drew. Right. I'm going to give you a comfort zone in which to bring us milkshakes, 113 North Market
Street.
Yeah,
you're not going to miss any funny.
No.
If you give us a guarantee, you want to give us a buzz, not mandatory, you give us a buzz, we'll make a guarantee to be completely dull
mm-hmm.
For the next couple minutes.
Make a couple notes. Just note the fact that we are broadcasting through web radio, www.prairienet.org/weft. If you think you can get a better reception that way, you're planning on becoming an Eskimo. You're smuggling a laptop into your Shaker community, and you want to get it on that way. Weft is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's part of our support. It's not all of it.
Support is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
As any building will tell you.
Right. Buildings know.
They do now. Without
trust
support,
your, trust your buildings.
They would be a pile of bricks and probably crush hundreds
without
of thousands of people.
Load-bearing arches.
Right.
Right. Oh, load-bearing arches. Sheer walls.
You gotta love them.
359-9338 is the phone number. If you have anything that you feel compelled to say to us, do we want to know what we're doing after the break?
You know, I'm going to tiptoe out on this limb here and say no, not at all, not even a clue.
All right, so we're going to continue to improvise after the break then. 359-9338, 113 North Market Street is the address. Chocolate is a good flavor.